is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. You know, I've told you to text Birch Gold. There's new gold prices out. You might want to check that out. Text 989898. Text my name, Kate. They'll send you some information, the latest, and get everything that you've got out there backed by gold and silver. Birch Gold, that is the place. Ron Paul loves them. Everyone loves them. And I'm telling you, they have the best reputation. Get your gold and silver there. You can get up to $10,000 worth of free gold and silver, which is amazing. And then also, it won't cost you anything to get everything backed up, which is so important. So just don't let it hang out there. Never know what's coming. I think there's opportunity right now to do something. I would do it while you've got it. Got the opportunity for sure. Text 989898 and text my name, Kate. K-A-T-E. That's so simple, right? You've got your phone in your hand right now. If you do that for me, I'd really appreciate it. These sponsors also keep us on the air too. And so I love it when you trust me to utilize these sponsors, these great sponsors that I have, because they're amazing at what they do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about them. Okay. I'll be on the OAN network tomorrow before the show. So I just thought I'd let everybody know. And, you know, I was listening to an ad, Uncle Milty, and the ad was all about autism, and they're normalizing autism to the point where it's fine. Here's some help. We'll help you. It's fine. Don't ever ask questions about why so many have it. We're normalizing fraud. We're normalizing it. And why is that? How are we doing that? We're not talking about that as much as we're talking about the elections, but we're not talking about the fraud as much. We're normalizing everything that's huge and should be discussed, should be corrected.
The my generation is dying out, and your generation is next, and the previous generation to you doesn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're doing is they're teaching the young people that this is all normal.
Yeah.
Because they have no memory of what it was like before.
You're right. There was an article on MSN, and this chick comes out, and she's young, right? The youngins that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm abrosexual. It took me 30 years to realize, because she's 30.
Yeah.
So she goes, I'm abrosexual. And so, of course, the MSN had to go all about this. What is that? It's a term. It's a new term. And the new term means I just fluctuate between being bisexual and heterosexual. I'm confused, in other words.
Yeah.
I don't know what I like and don't like. I'm confused. And they're now calling it abrosexual.
Yeah. What it really means is it just depends on where I am when I get excited.
You're normalizing being confused.
Yeah.
It's the craziest thing. I mean, I saw this girl, and here she is in the article. Big old smile, 30 years old.
Being abrosexual is no different than saying, if it feels good, do it. You know?
But they attach these terms, these new things to it, and then it normalizes this weird thing.
It's a new name.
And we're normalizing confusion. Yeah. We're normalizing everything. And I think that's at the core of what everyone's so upset about. They see everybody normalizing it and accepting all of it.
This was the entire basis of Newspeak.
Yeah.
You just change the definition of words.
Right.
You give them a new name and a new meaning to cover up the original meaning.
And the key goes back to what Nancy, I get that gag reflex whenever I say her name, Nancy Pelosi. It goes back to Nancy when she was talking about the wrap-up smear, because she goes, you get the media to substantiate it, and that's how you merchandise it. I mean, she's probably three sheets to the wind when she's saying this, but like she always was. But that's true. You get the media to substantiate, right? Now they're normalizing extremism. It's this. Yeah, that party's extreme. As if there's no question mark. As if, I mean, it's a lie. It's an utter lie. But they're trying to normalize that anyone that understands what's going on in the country, an informed person, is an extremist.
Okay. They could never accomplish this if they didn't totally control the media.
I know.
They could not do it.
You're right.
It's the media that sells it. They put the idea out there. The media jumps on it. And the next thing you know is everybody says, being happy is miserable.
So
yeah,
true.
Yeah, no, it is.
Oh, yeah. That's terrible.
I've been miserable my whole life.
It's the truth. It's the truth. So how do we stop that? You get people to stop believing the media.
Yes.
Because they're lying to you. All the time. So that's, I mean, honestly, I think this is at the very, very root of how we feel right now. And it's going to destroy us if we don't get a handle on it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Uncle Milty. This is Tom from the Great Social Valley up north.
Hi, Tom. You got about a minute. Go for it.
Okay, first of all, have you seen the Eric Moutsos video on Governor Cox?
Yes. I love it.
I think everybody should spread that around to everybody in the
state. I love it.
And the next thing is, I forget who's made this quote, but it goes, silence in the face of tyranny is evil.
Yes. Yes.
And I think we can't be silent. Because tyranny is all about us these days, and we need to speak up more, not less. Thank you very much.
Thank
Have a wonderful
you.
Day.
Thank you. Really appreciate that. Right on the money, because of the fact that they want you in a little tiny box that says, if you're a civil person, you're never going to say anything. You're just going to cast your vote. You're never going to show anybody any dissent. That is not the definition of civil.
No, that quote was civility. From Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Ah, thank you. Yep, it's not the definition. And we as Americans, have to learn how to be American again. I think we need to find our roots again. We're lost a little bit we're trying so hard, and we're going by these insidious rules they keep making up, and that's not going to work either. And I do like your word revolt. You're right. I was wrong on that. You're right. It's when people think revolt, they think revolution, and then they think bloody revolution. And revolt is a great word because it encompasses exactly what we've just talked about for 40 minutes. Exactly. So I like it. You were right. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah. I hear it all the time, though.
Oh, my gosh. Abrosexual. You guys, we're in trouble. I mean, this is just getting out of hand. And I can't tell you how many discussions I've been in where people have said, it's the nice thing to do to sit and listen. Well, but I do like the caller's idea, though, on pointing and laughing. That would have been hilarious. It was funny, too, that... if people hadn't booed, the speech was written by the governor to talk about people booing. So it would have been hilarious, actually. People wouldn't have if they would have laughed instead, because then the speech wouldn't have worked. And he had it all prepared. The governor lied, had it all prepared, all ready to go. It's a strategy they're trying to use to also beef up the fraud. So that way you don't question, right? Fraudulent results. So just... letting people in on tactics, the new tactic of the extremist in this election cycle is going to be played to the hilt by the media. It's all you're going to see. If you're an informed voter, you are an extremist. That is the new definition of you. You're borderline Nazi. That's who you are. And that is disgusting. It's evil. And don't let them get away with it. Call your news organization. Don't let them get away with that.
You want to hear something really interesting?
You better hurry.
Too late.
We'll be right back. Keep Dolly Show. Hey, come on.